Jared, what do you recall from playing in New Orleans last year, and what do you kind of take from that experience, and what can you implement against them this season?
Yeah, they're one of those, besides our division, one of the few teams that I've actually played before. So I do have some experience from that, but they've got different players back there, and especially in their secondary, they've got different guys, and so it's definitely going to be a challenge for sure.
Do you recall anything specifically from that game that still stands out to you?
No. I remember it being a shootout for a minute, and then they kind of pulled away.
You're going this week without Robert Woods, who's been your top target. How do you adjust to that?
Yeah, I think we've got a chance to see some guys step up. I think today in practice we got a good chance to see some guys, and I know it'll be a kind of a by committee approach, but each guy will have their opportunity in there, and it'll be cool. Chance to see these young guys get a chance, and don't expect much of a fall off. I know Robert's really special, and his production has been great this year, but we need these guys to step up this week for sure.
Jared, how capable do you feel like Sammy Watkins is of picking up the slack a little bit?
Very. I don't think he needs to do anything differently than he's been doing. He's been doing a great job practicing hard and, really been good in games. We need to find some ways to get him the ball a little bit more, and something that, we'll definitely be conscious of.
McVay called losing Robert a pretty significant loss. I mean, from a player perspective, what has Robert brought that, you guys are going to lose?
Yeah, I think on the field, you obviously have the numbers and all that stuff, and his production's been great. But I think off the field and what his presence is at practice is something that people don't usually see as much. And so that's kind of the bigger part of it. Obviously we miss him on the field, but having him out there every day is huge.
You guys weren't really able to get Tavon involved this last week. Do you see that changing this week with Robert being out? And what does Tavon offer out there?
Yeah, obviously he's an electric player and can bring a lot to an offense. And yeah, I think we're going to try to get him the ball like we have. I mean, I know Sean, that's a better question for Sean. I'm going to continue to do what I do and try to distribute. But, I'm sure we'll try to get him involved again for sure.
Hey, Jared, you've done a pretty nice job this year of limiting turnovers, specifically interceptions. How proud are you of that?
That's a big part of the game. I think, we talk about it every day is it's all about the ball and just try to take care of it. Sometimes there may be times where you may think about it too much, but I try to, on my part, take care of it. And I think if we do that as an offense, we're 7-0 this year when we've been even or better in the turnover margin. And that's all our 7 wins, and the 3 losses have come when we've lost the turnover margin. So that's obviously a huge part of the game.
Sean said that same stat, so I'm pretty sure he communicated
that
to you.
Yeah.
What's been key for you limiting turnovers this year the way you have? I mean, in a way that even better than you have in college. Is it just a matter of being in the NFL for a second year? Or is it something about being in this offense that makes you feel like you don't have to do too much? What do you think it is?
I don't know. Multitude of things. Just learning and getting better. And, maybe one thing is just learning how to use the check down and learning, how huge that can be when you can get Todd space.
Anything specific that you guys noticed after watching the film that you say, okay, we can really correct that and get better?
We'd love to get the running game going a little bit more, I think. That would be a something, we'd love to get Todd going and pop some more long runs. But besides that, I thought we, for the most part, executed pretty well. We had some, lapses and few plays here and there. It seemed to be one guy here, one guy there. I slip on the wall to Todd. Just little stuff like that kept happening. And, but no, I don't think we need to do anything radically different.
You guys have responded pretty well after your first 2 losses. What makes this team so good at facing adversity and then moving on?
I think we've been through some stuff together as a team, and understand that a loss is not the worst thing in the world. You can come back from that, and we look to this week for sure as we respond to last week's loss.
All good?
Good, thanks, guys.
Oh, one more.
Sure.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Mashed potatoes. Thanks.